Welcome to the Catholic Truth Podcast, where we teach and preach the truth of the Catholic faith without compromise and without apology. We want to give you high energy and non-boring Catholicism, where anyone at any time can come to know exactly what the Catholic Church teaches and why. We do apologetics, spirituality, other religions, our culture, and more. Most of all, we want to inspire you, inform you, and help you to know, love, and live your Catholic faith with purpose and passion. We are Catholic Truth. Hello, YouTube family. I am so excited to share with you in this video how God has saved my life and how I have seen God's hand working throughout my life, how he saved me not once, not twice, but many times. And the last one that I'm going to give in this video is the biggest and most impactful in my life, how he really saved my life in a profound, unimaginable way. So we're going to start at the beginning. Some of people may see some of these as coincidence, and I may be able to even be open to chalking some of these up to coincidence. But the reality is some of these are not coincidence. They're definitely God, and definitely God has worked in my life, and I can see how his hand has worked throughout my life. And God has even confirmed some of these spiritually, which is why I know they're from him. So I have a whole list of ways that God saved my life. So let's begin. Hello, everybody. If you haven't been here before, my name is Brian Mercier, president of Catholic Truth, and we want to thank all of our patrons who support this ministry so we can reach millions of souls for Christ. If you would consider supporting our ministry, $10, $20, $50 a month, please see down below for our PayPal and our Patreon. We need supporters like you, or we don't exist. So we would really appreciate you prayerfully considering supporting our ministry. So one of the first times that God saved my life was when I was a little kid. I was still in a car seat and I had unbuckled all of the belts and all of the straps and I was sitting there without anything. And we got in a head-on collision in a car accident. And both my sister and my mother flew into the windshield and had to go to the hospital, be rushed to the hospital. And me, who had no seatbelts, who had no straps, who had nothing buckling me, somehow just miraculously stayed in his seat. I didn't go flying. I didn't go through the windshield probably like I should have. I literally just stayed in my seat and there was no rhyme or reason for it. And in fact, there was one accident I got in when I was in college. We were heading to a formal and we were on our way and someone stopped in the middle of the highway to stop for an animal. Something stupid that you don't do because everyone else slammed on their brakes because they didn't see the person coming around the corner and they hit that person. And then we came around the corner and we hit that person. I mean, we tried to slam on the brakes, but we ended up smashing into that person and a huge truck behind us smashed into us. Now, we had a car full. We were in a station wagon. Everyone was in the seats with their belts buckled except me. I was in the way back where there's the seat facing backwards toward the back window. And I remember I didn't have a seatbelt on and I don't even know if there were seatbelts back there. But what I do remember is that the truck hit us from behind. And it was like the Matrix. Everything for me slowed down, slow motion. And I remember just flying slow motion toward the back of the car. And I remember smashing into the back window and the grill of the truck, which had hit the car. And I remember it hit me so hard that I went back into the back seat. Like I bounced off the back of the car and went all the way to the back seat over the edge. And I just remember glass. It was like slow motion glass everywhere all over me. And I just remember rattling all around. And easily, I should be dead from that accident. Easily, if not dead, should be paralyzed or something else because I didn't even have blood on me. I had nothing wrong with me. Somehow, some way, I was completely and miraculously fine. Despite the fact that I bounced off a car at full speed who hit us probably at about 50, 55 miles an hour. There's no way I should be alive or not paralyzed or something else like that. But there seems to be a consistent theme in my life where my guardian angel is really good. God made a good guardian angel for me, and he works overtime. I went to the Connecticut River, and if you don't know, the Connecticut River has a really big current. In fact, there's a dam. It's like 200 feet wide, and I don't know, maybe 50 feet high, if I remember correctly, somewhere around there. And the dam when it goes up, water floods out. And if you're in there, you're in trouble. I remember canoes that were anchored just got ripped up and tipped over, and refrigerators and food and everything just gets brought down the stream. The water covers the rocks and everything disappears, and it just becomes super fast flood. And I remember when everything was low, my cousin and I, we went out to the island. We hopped across these rocks that we could find, and we went out to the island to see if we could fish. And we were out there for a while when all of a sudden this huge storm comes over. And I'm talking like black clouds. Lightning started striking like really close to the ground, like one of these scary storms that you don't want to be caught in. So we ran back across the little island to where our rocks were, and we couldn't find where we crossed. And we started frantically looking around. And out of sheer panic, we just started hopping rocks, even though they were super far apart. We were just trying to jump to them. And my cousin had got farther than me. And you're not going to believe this, but he was actually trapped in a whirlpool. He had got close to the edge, and he was trapped in this little whirlpool that was like taking him down. My uncle had a had a fishing pole and was trying to pull him out of the whirlpool. Meanwhile, I'm stuck in the middle. I couldn't find any more rocks around me. And all of a sudden, I hear this huge noise, and the dam starts rising. And in the distance, I can see all of the rocks going underwater. I could see everything being lost to the flood. The torrent and the power that the torrent came out with was scary. And I remember saying, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. Oh wait, I believe in God. And I remember it was getting so close. And I was like, oh, all the rocks were covering up. And I said, God, please help me. And I really started praying. And at that moment, lightning came down and struck a rock right near me. And I remember it being so loud and so bright. It was like a Matrix moment where I remember jumping to the next rock in slow motion, but I don't remember anything after that until I hit the water. I guess I was jumping to another rock and I missed, and it ended up taking me into the water. And I don't know how long it was, but I remember being taken down the current for a while. And my uncle later on tells me he was running down, my other uncle, not the one holding the fishing pole, my other uncle was running down the banks looking for him. He said he was trying to find me under the water because I was under there for quite a while. And I remember smashing into this rock. I thought it broke my back or something, but I smashed into this rock, and I remember holding onto it and crawling up onto it. And it happened to be the exact same rock from the exact same path I had crossed out on in the first place. And so I got on that rock and just hopped back across the others before all of the rocks disappeared. And I just remember that lightning. It was so bright and so loud. It was like slow motion, just falling into the water and just, I don't really remember anything until I hit the rock. It was a very, very scary moment in my life. I didn't think I was going to live to tell the story. And I remember telling myself, oh, if I live, this is going to be a great story. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to live. I'm not going to be able to tell this story. Like, I was freaking out. But here I am telling the story for you to see how God worked in my life. I also remember another story, and this will be the second and last one. The next one's like the biggest one. And I have many, many I could tell, but I remember I used to study martial arts a lot, and I got into a very dark side of martial arts called chi and energy, and I used to try to channel energy through me, and I remember trying to break through boards and break through bricks and different things like that. And I remember me and my friends, we were trying to break through these patio blocks. They were about that thick, and they were just big cement blocks. And we sat there channeling energy, and I remember I smashed through the patio block, but it didn't go straight across and break down like most bricks and boards do. It actually went diagonal with a weird zigzag. And my friend looked at me and he's like, whoa, he's like, you have a weird energy, weirder than I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, yeah, that is weird. I've never had that before. And I remember something weird started like happening to me. And I went in the house and it was weird. I don't know if it was from the force of it, but this weird black plague, I have no idea how else to explain it. This weird black plague started coming up my feet, and it started coming up my legs. And it was only like in my mind spiritually, I could see it like visually. And it wasn't like, oh, I could just see black. You know, it was more like a feeling. It was coming up in every part of my body that it touched. I lost like feeling, and I lost the ability to use that part of my body. And I remember I couldn't even move my legs anymore. I couldn't stand on them. I was literally holding on to the counter, and this whole black plague, for lack of a better word, was coming up my body and was really almost up to my neck. And I'm literally freaking out right now because everything's useless right now. And I'm starting to fall off the counter and I just freaked out. Like, I was like, if this gets to my head, I might die. I think I'm going to die. I'm about to die. Like, I've never experienced anything like this before. And I've done a lot of martial arts and I just have no idea what to do. And in a moment of desperation, when I literally thought I was going to die or this whole thing was going to take over my body, I remember screaming out to Jesus. I'm like, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This was obviously wrong and I apologize. I will never do it again. If you save my life and you get rid of this thing in me, maybe I let in a demon or an evil spirit or something, or maybe something's working my body wrong, but whatever it is that's working against my body, I promise that if you save me from this, I will never do this dark side of martial arts again. And in 1 second, the whole thing went whoosh, all the way back out, never to be thought of or heard of again. And I just sat there for like a few minutes saying that was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. But the fact that I prayed and it instantly went away, I couldn't will it away because I was trying. I couldn't make it go away. I was trying. But the minute I prayed to Jesus, the whole thing was gone, completely gone, as if it never came in the first place. And this is very similar to people who pray over others in the name of Jesus, and they're healed from their blindness. They're healed from deafness. They're healed from their sicknesses and disease. People who are lame can walk. People who are deformed are filled out. Like, crazy things happen when you pray to Jesus with great faith. But the biggest time that God ever saved my life was in college. And this is something that I could never deny with all of the evidence in the world. It was 100% true, 100% God. I wasn't looking for it. You could never manufacture it. You could never make it up in a million years. It was absolutely 100% God. And this is the reason why I do videos today. It's the reason why I'm a Catholic speaker today. It's the reason why we started this ministry today, because God saved my life. And I remember I used to dress in black and carry weapons. I was angry. I was lonely. I was depressed. Didn't even look in the mirror because I had rock bottom self-esteem. I hated my life. And sure, I had fun times, and sure, I had friends, and you know, I talked about killing people really slowly and methodically and demonically. It was disgusting. I was in a very dark place. I mean, sometimes I was normal, sometimes I wasn't. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I mean, depending on which side of me you get, I was a good kid, but I would also do something really bad to you if I had the opportunity or if you messed with me. So it really just depended. But I lived like this for 7 years, and 7 years of depression and anger and just hating my life and hating so many other people around me. And then I went to a Catholic college, and that's when God decided that he was going to reveal himself to me. I had been praying for years and years and years for God to come into my life, for God to show himself to me, for God to really just let me know that he was real and let me know that he loved me. And most of those times, my prayers went unheard. I felt like God wasn't listening. I felt like he wasn't there. But it was at this moment in this time in history where God answered my prayer. He was taking all of my prayers and putting them in a box, putting them aside. He was listening to them, even though he didn't answer them right away. And that's the same for you too. Even though you pray for things that you want, and maybe you think it's important, and maybe you've been praying for years, maybe you're even searching for God, but God gives what we need when and at the right moment. And he poured out that huge box of my lifelong prayers in one moment. And it was so powerful and so profound and so life-changing, I could never even have expected it. And it wasn't the only time that I've experienced God in this powerful way. But I remember that God, I put my hands up in the air and I opened myself to God. And it felt like, for lack of a better way to understand it, it felt like a truck going about 55 miles an hour and plowing into me. Like, when God hit me, a force hit me that I can't deny. And it started going through my whole body and paralyzing everything. And I remember just standing there completely paralyzed, except for my eyes. And I was looking at the little girl next to me and I was trying to turn my head to ask her for help, because I had never experienced any of this religious weird stuff before. I had heard about it and heard that people had experiences with God, but I was freaking out, to be honest. And I was trying to look to the little boy on the right side of me, you know, the other, I say little boy, he's a college student, well, this is college, but you know, I was trying to see or get some information from them to find out what's going on. Is this normal? Am I going to die? Like, what's happening? And God knew I was freaking out. And so I'm not going to go into the whole story now. This is for another time, but he gave me a vision, which I can't deny. And he, not only that, but he filled my heart with so much peace and so much love and so much joy that I could have never found it in 100 lifetimes. I could have never found that forgiveness that God gave me, the healing that God gave me, the peace and the joy. And he took out the confusion, the hatred that I used to have. He took out the anger and the volatile, like just wanting to hurt people, the violence. And he just filled me with peace and joy and love, something you can't get just by, oh, I'm willing it, because I tried to will it many times throughout my life. I tried to make myself happy. I tried everything I know to try to make myself happy. And it just happened to be in this moment when I wasn't even expecting it that God came and just obliterated my life and transformed it for the better, filling me with so much light, I felt like I was glowing. And later on, he would continue and finish that process and just fill me with his light, his peace, his Holy Spirit. And I have never, ever, 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 ever times infinity been the same since. That's why I know God now. I feel him. I experience him. He's real in my life. Like, I can't live without him. Like, he's given me everything. And I know what my life was like before. And so do my friends and family. And I know what it was like after. And so do my friends and family. And many of them are like, what happened to you? Like, you are way different. And now you are way different. And I'm going to be giving videos about more information on this and about how God speaks to us and how we can hear God's voice and different topics like that that are important. But here's the thing, that God saved my life so powerfully. And he doesn't work like that with everyone. I needed it that way. Some people don't. Some people just need it in a little way, but God saved my life. And now I've made it my mission to try to save other people's lives, or more accurately, to bring God to them and bring them to God so God can save and transform their life the way he has transformed mine. And truth be told, that's why I started this nonprofit, Catholic Truth, because I want to help other people, millions of people, as many people as humanly possible, to find the truth and the peace and the joy and the transformation that I have found in Christ, that he changed my life with. I want other people to experience that. And I want other people to be transformed by that love. People who are lonely, hurting, and broken like I was, I want them to find healing, light, and wholeness. People who are unhappy, who have no self-esteem, who are angry, I want them to find peace and healing as I did. And so that is the purpose of our ministry here at Catholic Truth, is to help people know Jesus and to be transformed by him, and also to know and love their Catholic faith as well, because Jesus started the Catholic faith and it's his bride and it's his church. So if you could please, during this Christmas season, if you would consider helping support our ministry so we can reach others, would you please consider becoming a patron? $10 a month, $20 a month. If God's blessed you, maybe $50 or $100 a month, or maybe a one-time gift, or maybe an end-of-the-year gift. Maybe you could bless us so we could continue helping to bless others. So many people on this channel have said we have blessed their lives. And quite frankly, to be honest, that's all I want, is to be able to do this ministry, to help it to grow, and to reach more and more people for Christ. Our God is awesome. Awesome. Better than anything, any high, any joy, any love you could ever experience on this earth. Our God is greater than all. May he be praised, and Merry Christmas.